Hi, I'm Rob MacDonald. This audio presentation is brought to you by Plum Dibs. We've all heard the adage, before you judge a man, walk a mile in his shoes. My mom used to say this to me to remind me to empathize with others, and I see now that it was one of her many lessons in emotional intelligence. Walking a mile in someone's shoes is a thought experiment. I invite you to try it with me. Imagine you are standing in your foyer, holding the shoes. They smell brand new. Turning them under the light, you can see that they are fine, soft Italian loafers that have never been worn before. Extremely high quality. Beautiful shoes. You slip them on. Perfect fit. Your office is 1 mile away. The 20-minute walk ordinarily is no problem, but today, trudging along the side of the wet road with your umbrella, you're consumed with disturbing thoughts about a phone call that ruined breakfast. The Prime was furious. She accused you of lying in your NIST 800-171 self-attestation. She says you know you lied because you didn't raise your prices, which would have been impossible had you truly improved your cybersecurity posture. And now there's more standards, and you're behind. Do you not understand the impact of your risk decisions? She could be fined tens of millions of dollars. Who's going to pay for your immaturity? Where's all this coming from? You cried, feigning innocence. But you had to admit, you've been hearing hints about CMMC and the stronger position that the department would be taking for its suppliers. You've been hearing about that for quite a while now. I need to know you can operate your company at a mature level, she said. We've got to be able to demonstrate that the steps you're taking to improve are working ASAP. And she hung up. So that's the spot you find yourself in. You have people depending on the company to be selected when the DoD hands out awards, and that's suddenly in jeopardy. How are you going to manage the uncertainty? How are you going to keep the team together and stay in business? A passing car throws a sheet of water over you. By the time you arrive at the office, you are soaked to mid-thigh, leather shoes ruined. End of thought experiment. What did you learn? In my opinion, emotion will continue to drive the industry.